In the same way your body has a physical immune system, your faith is designed to be a preventer and a protector against spiritual dis-ease. The question is, do you know how to maintain your spiritual immune system?
Let's see what the Bible says about that. Hey, welcome to the podcast. I am glad you're here for this one today. If you are watching on YouTube, you can go ahead and like this video, subscribe to our channel, because we have podcasts that come out every Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. So we would love for you to stay in tune with what we're talking about today. It's going to be a great episode.
Yeah. So there's an ongoing debate in the culture and in the healthcare industry regarding two different approaches to healthcare. The first is preventative, and the other is reactive.
Yeah.
So in the preventative care, this is an approach that says you should go for ongoing checkups, screenings, wellness visits, all as a preventative and as a way of catching something early and bring better health in that form, that way. The other is more reactive care that says, I'm not going to do the ongoing checkups and wellness visits. I'm going to address symptoms as they occur. I want minimal intervention in my life, medical industry, so I'm going to wait for symptoms to manifest, and then I may go in if I believe it's necessary.
Yeah.
So two very different approaches. And actually, there's a third one that's kind of maybe in the emerging culture.
Yeah.
Might be in the group that of people that call themselves crunchy.
Yeah, definitely also in the preventative care mentality. And they're the people that say, hey, let's just go as natural as we can.
Yeah.
And then let's take care of ourselves, actually, so that we don't have to get, so that we don't get sick, right? Let's eat the clean foods. Let's eat the natural things. Let's eat whole foods. Let's not eat the processed foods. Let's, you know, grow our own food potentially, or maybe have our own chickens or milk our own goats
there
and drink some of their milk or something like that. But this idea of I'm going to prevent getting sick by having a strong immune system and by living a crunchy lifestyle. That's that's the fun term that's given there.
That's preventative of the preventative care system.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're like, I don't even want to go to the doctor for anything. They want to be healthy just by eating and living a whole natural life. It's the simple living mentality. And they're the people that say, my spiritual health is the main thing I'm going to focus on, and I'm going to have my spiritual health impact my mental health, impact my physical health. And that's the crunchy, the third alternative of health care.
It's interesting because they would all probably say they are holistic in some way, but they depends on who you're gonna, what you're going to put inside the whole category.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's interesting. Growing up, for me, that was not called crunchy. That was called hippies. Back in the 70s. It's an interesting term, crunchy, but it definitely...
And then back before that, in the 1800s, it was just called life.
Exactly.
So that's the other interesting
factor.
It's
the way we do things.
Just, what are you going to do? Go buy something from a store? You're going to have to raise this sucker, you know?
So... even in the crunchy camp, they are aware that there is going to be sickness from time to time.
Yeah.
They are convinced, however, that by having much more early preventative and preventative lifestyle, that you're going to diminish the number of times you get sick. You're going to diminish the severity of when you are sick, that you're going to be able to recover more quickly. You're going to provide an even greater overall wellness of life. You're going to have lower inflammations, better energy levels, better organ function.
Yeah.
And all of that is important.
And I would say that even there, the goal of the crunchy living or the holistic, the natural, it is different than the other two. Preventative versus reactive. They're not saying, I'm going to try to not get sick in my life. They're saying, I'm going to focus on living a healthy life. I'm going to focus on nourishing myself and living healthy rather than I'm trying to not get sick. Yeah. I'm hoping I don't, you know.
Right. Whatever. It's true. Yeah. They're not just running from illness and sickness. Mm-hmm. They are aggressively, but purposefully, intentionally seeking to build their own health.
Yeah.
So, it typically, for that group, is much more, that approach at least, is much more cost effective over time. Mm-hmm. You might spend more food or more money on food up front because you're buying more healthy foods. But the end result or end goal is that there's less need for doctors and hospital visits, mm-hmm. so forth. So there's less of a dependence on the medical industry. You also find there's reduced need for medications in this group. They have found other ways around alternative approaches, and so they avoid side effects of medications, which can lower cost as well, and they gain overall health to their body mm-hmm. and to the gut, which is important.
Yeah.
That approach, the preventative, the crunchy style, also empowers a sense of self-care. Like, okay, I'm owning the mm-hmm. responsibility for my health
yeah.
in all aspects, spiritually, emotionally, mm-hmm. mentally, relationally, in my choices, lifestyle habits, eating, what I drink, how much I sleep, how much I exercise, what activities. They own all of that and use all of that toward an end versus the approach of, well, I've got my, you know, entertainment lifestyle, I've got my food lifestyle, I've got my work yeah. lifestyle, and then doctor if I need to, you yeah. know, those kind of things.
Yeah.
No, this approach is much more holistic, and their goal is to build a greater resilience against any kind of disease, yeah. obviously.
So. Yeah, pursuing health. And so just like the two approaches to physical health care, there are two approaches that people take to their spiritual health as well. And so this is where, you know, we're making the application from all that we're talking about into our spiritual life, because there are some people who address issues of a matter of faith in their life in a reactionary way. They handle it whenever something happens. Oh, I need to go to church. Oh, yeah. I need to pray. Oh, I feel anxious. I feel depressed. I need to go to church so I can relieve that. You know, yeah. I'm reacting to something that has happened. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's been a relationship breakdown that's happened. There's, oh, my finances are in the trash. Oh, mm-hmm. you know, I had this loss happen. I can't get over this addiction. I'm struggling with jealousy, bitterness, whatever it is.
Right.
I need to get to church. Reaction as a reaction to what they are experiencing, rather than I'm going to pursue health
yeah.
and grow. It is a, ooh, something's happening. Now I need to turn to church. I need to turn to prayer. I need to turn to reading my Bible. Yeah.
Simply, much like if I need to go to the doctor. Oh, I got yeah. sick. I need to go see the doctor.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
I have this injury. I need to go to the ER.
Yeah.
That the spiritual parallel to that often is, okay, well, I'm having this crisis. I don't normally ever go to church.
Yeah.
I don't normally pray, read my Bible, but I'm going to go to this. I'm going to yeah. go this Sunday because exactly. this thing happened in my
yes.
life.
Like going to a hospital.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
Again, it's not that that's like, oh, and that's bad. So if you have something, don't go to church.
We're
obviously,
no, that's not
our push.
Correct.
You should still go to church. Yes,
right.
You should.
Yeah.
But to only do it whenever you're in crisis, but then the rest of your life, you're never reading the Bible. You're never going to church. You're
right.
never seeking the Lord. You're not conforming into His image. You're not surrounding yourself with people that are
right.
that are seeking to grow like Him, you're going to have a very segmented life,
yep.
right? You're going to have a life that is not all pursuing health. It's only yep. when things are bad, now I got to go do something, you know?
Right.
So you will more frequently have dis-ease or disease in your life, and
yeah.
you will experience a different type of attack. You'll have a harder time recovering from spiritual sicknesses or pains that have happened in your life. You'll have a harder time dealing with those things
yeah.
because you're only reacting to things that come your way. You are not proactively seeking to be healthy, but you're more, oh no, I'm in the negative. I need to get back to neutral.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. If you're Twinkies, fast food,
yeah.
you know, soft drinks, alcohol, and smoking
yeah.
all the time, and then the doctor says, hey, you're going to have to drop about 40 pounds and
yeah.
you've got this issue that's developed, and you say, hey, can you give me a prescription for something then? And
yeah.
I'll stop on the way home and get some vitamins.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to change my lifestyle.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Well,
like, don't expect to be bouncing back and be like,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm strong and healthy. And
right.
people are going to come to me for advice, actually.
Exactly.
Probably not going to happen.
Yeah. So it's such an interesting parallel, this idea of our body has an immune system. It is, God has designed it in such a way that when it is healthy and strong, it is built to withstand and fight off infection.
Yeah.
You know, and this has been kind of a transition for me, even my own health and life. I for the longest time, I just thought, I'm just going to eat what I want, drink what I want, do what I want, you know, sit when I want, mm-hmm. all that. Mm-hmm. And then whatever health matters, you know, they just come.
If something comes up, then...
Then I wonder, why am I sick all the time, yeah. you know? But I've changed that path, gone down a different direction of trying to live a more healthy lifestyle all the way around, including mm-hmm. food and habits. Mm-hmm. And it has produced a greater physical immune system. It's not that I never get sick, but if I do, I have found I have a better ability to fight off. So this is how God has designed our physical body. And the parallels between the physical and the spiritual will always be there because God is the one who designed them both. Yeah. He designed what we see and touch to be a picture of what we can't feel and see with our physical eyes. So
really good.
When it comes to our own spiritual immune system, the approach that the Bible advocates and that Jesus advocates was not one of eat, drink, do what you want, and then come to me in your time of crisis. No, it was instead, you know, develop a strong spiritual vitality mm-hmm. in your life, and you will find that it gives you the ability to fight off temptations and struggles when they come your way, because mm-hmm. they will come. Temptations mm-hmm. will come, struggles will come, but you have the ability to actually fight off dis-ease. Now, that's an important word. We've used it here at Vertical quite a bit to talk about spiritual soul issues that come into our life. And the word disease is broken down into dis-ease. It's when the body is not in its place of health and functioning and rest. So the same thing can happen to the soul. There can be soul dis-ease. And what mm-hmm. that looks like for us is when there is ongoing anger, then our soul is in a place of dis-ease. Something's out of order. There's a lack of rest or a lack of peace. If I'm dealing with ongoing fear and anxiety and worry, I'm in a place of dis-ease. If I am dealing with depression or insecurity, if I've got racing thoughts and dark, intrusive, oppressive thoughts, I'm in a place of dis-ease. Something is out of line. Something is not in the form that God has designed it to be. If I'm dealing with jealousy and envy, or I'm carrying arrogance and pride, if I'm walking in with the consistent inability to say no to temptation, I'm in a spot of dis-ease. I'm mm-hmm. not in the form that God designed me to be as I follow Christ. If I'm in a place of just constant cynicism, criticism, spiritual apathy, or even a place of despair and suicidal thoughts, those are all places of dis-ease, and those are meant to be prevented. Those are meant to be withstood.
Yeah.
We are called to be more than conquerors so that we have a spiritual system in place, of a vital spiritual immune system that functions and fights those things off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Much like any disease might come into our physical body, it comes... spiritual diseases come in, and I'm able to fight them off. I can shorten the duration in which I struggle with them. I can lessen their impact. In fact, I can be strong enough to prevent them altogether
in my life. To totally prevent them.
Yeah. So
good.
So the real question then becomes, okay, so how do I do that? Mm-hmm. How do I build my spiritual immune system? Yeah. So we're going to look at some options we can take here. We'll draw some parallels. And I think this will be helpful for all of us to think about building our immune system. One of the first that is going to be an obvious for us is that if you want to build your spiritual immune system, you have to have a daily and regular input of God's word into your life.
Yeah. Daily being, again, a very key part of this, not just in the time of crisis, not just like, oh man, I really have not read my Bible in 4 months.
Yeah.
Let me read it once and then I'll be good for another 4 months, you know, or whatever.
Yeah. Jesus taught the disciples, teaches us to pray, give us this day our daily bread.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. You know, it's when those words gets passed over daily, mm-hmm. this idea of daily bread,
mm-hmm.
but it's this idea of regular physical and spiritual input has to be on a routine basis. Yeah. You would never think about physically eating once every 3 months, you know, mm-hmm. only when mm-hmm. you had some health issues. I think I'll eat something.
Yeah.
Well, and the same is true spiritually. If you want to have a very vibrant immune system for your spiritual soul, then it has to have a daily input of God's word. So Jeremiah writes and says things like this: "Your words were found and I ate them, and your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart."
Nice.
And the joy is where our strength come from. The Lord, the joy of the Lord is our strength. So if you want to have an immune system that's vibrant and powerful and fights off, then you have fights off temptation and dis-ease, and you have to have a regular input of spiritual food.
Yep.
And of course, the parallel for that.
Yeah, it is, again, with being like daily bread, I think the easy, just like in the preventative health mentality, you have to have good nutrition. Like you got to have, you can't just eat Doritos all day long and be like, man, I feel like a champ.
You know, it tastes so good.
Yeah, exactly. It tastes great and all this kind of stuff, but you have to have actual nutrition. You got to actually eat meat. You got to actually like take care of your body as it needs actual substance. And again, you can also add into this the idea of like daily taking of the truth to where you're going to be strengthened by this. So you have to have your supplements and your vitamins and nutrition. You know, you got to have the things that are going to build your body up and stand to where you are going to have strength.
Yep.
You know,
the second way to build your spiritual immune system is to have in place a mechanism, a system in your life of just daily giving thanks to God for very specific areas, not just general thank yous, but the more specific you are with that, the more you will build your heart into a place of being thankful.
Yeah.
That's important. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." That's what God's purpose is. He wants to make you into a thankful person. So you do that by intentionally choosing to be thankful. Thankful for the blessings coming into your life. Thankful even for the difficult times that come into your life.
Yeah.
Thankful for His hand in your life. Yeah. Thankful for His word in your life.
Yeah.
And the more you practice that rhythm of giving thanks, you will build a strong, vitality-filled immune system.
Yeah. So I think in this, giving thanks is something you have to continually do multiple times throughout the day in every area.
Yep.
And it's something in your giving thanks, you are being strengthened by this. So in our talking, we were saying, I think the good preventative health equivalent to this is like your hydration. Mm-hmm. It is like the drinking of water in the sense that you're giving thanks. It needs to be continually throughout the day. It's not just, it's not something that you receive, but it's something you're giving. It's something you have to put action to, just like you got to put action to hydrating. You got to be intentional, thinking ahead. Okay, I got to hydrate, because without water, without hydration, your muscles are going to cramp. Your mind is going to get slow. You're not going to want to go and do things. And that's the same way in not giving thanks. You're going to start getting bitter. You're going to be frustrated by everyone around you. And it's just
good.
Your life's going to start crumbling. You're going to start cramping up in all these areas.
Ooh, man.
Because you're not giving thanks. And so just the same in our life as we need water, we need to be giving thanks.
That's good. The third thing that's necessary if you want to build your spiritual immune system is to put yourself in the environment of other Jesus-following, spiritually healthy people.
Yeah.
And God has designed the church in such a way that we need one another and depend upon one another, and we should receive encouragement from one another and give encouragement.
Yeah.
So this is why church is so important. This is why gathering with other Christians is so important. The scripture tells us to exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. So there's your parallel. Mm-hmm. There's a parallel to the idea that if you are not putting yourself regularly in the place to be exhorted, encouraged, built up, then you're going to be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. It will it will wear on you. You'll be alone. You will lose the battle. Your heart will become hard and tired, and you will lose your spiritual vitality.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no crazy analogy for that. It's like if you're not around people spiritually, then your spirit will be weakened. If you're not around people physically and you're isolated, you are not going to be as strong of an individual with the wisdom of other people, with the encouragement of other people.
Yep.
Social interaction is a thing that needs to happen in your spiritual life and in just the regular physical life. You got to go work around other people. You cannot be the person stuck in your basement forever and then expect just like, wow, yeah. I'm like, actually, I get to know other people better, yeah. you know?
The people that I have known that have been the most consistently healthy, vibrant Christians are those who intentionally put themselves around other healthy, vibrant yeah. Christians.
And not just extroverts, right?
No, exactly. All people, regardless yeah. of personality type, has yeah. nothing to do with it in this situation. But some of the people that I've known that have struggled the most, even spiritually, have mm-hmm. been those that have put themselves in isolating mm-hmm. situations mm-hmm. and places where they don't discuss their faith or find encouragement for their faith or find hope in their faith or find yeah. other people who have a story of God's work in their life. They've struggled. So,
yeah.
So the fourth one for building your spiritual immune system is to avoid toxic thoughts, beliefs, and people. Instead, we are called in the scripture to take every thought captive. So I have mm-hmm. to be intentional about not letting thoughts camp out in my mind, hang out in my heart that are opposed to what God says about me. Proverbs tells us to keep our heart with all diligence, mm-hmm. for out of it spring the issues of life. Yeah. In other words, if you're not guarding your heart and what's there, what you believe there, what you know there, then you will have a lack of health in the core area of your life. But if you do, if you guard it, it will spring out the issues of life and you will have true overflow into yeah. all of your life.
Yeah, the direct equivalent to that is, you know, to make RFK proud. It would be staying away from the junk food and refusing the things that literally are not of benefit to you. Yeah. You know, that your body, it's not something natural. Your body can and wants to process and yeah. use, turn into good energy, right? So in order to have a healthy immune system, you're going to eat healthy, good things that are going to strengthen you. Just the same in your spirit. If you want yep. a healthy spirit, you're not going to be around people that are constantly gossiping, trashing other people, tearing others down, and the comedy's not good. You know, right. it's just a bunch of toxicity around one another. Like that's yep. that's not going to build you up. Just the same as like if you're to just live off of watermelon Sour Patch all the time, as awesome as they are, you eat that for 2 days straight and you're probably going to be dead.
That's true. All right. The next one for building a spiritual immune system is to repent quickly of sin and receive God's forgiveness. Yeah. The Bible never dismisses the reality that we will sin. In fact, it says, 1 John writes, when you sin, you have an advocate in heaven. And that's a great reminder. It's not an encouragement to sin, but it is a reminder that when we do, and even 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, mm-hmm. he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You want to have a vital, powerful spiritual immune system, then you accept the fact that, okay, I sinned. Lord, please forgive me. I receive your forgiveness that you have provided for me.
Yeah.
And then you move on.
Yeah.
You don't dwell in that. You don't stay stuck in that. You don't beat yourself up over it. You don't shame yourself over it. You don't go crawl in a hole because of it. You receive the unbelievable grace of God yeah. for what you have done.
Yeah. That's so good. So I think the good analogy for this right here, as we're talking about, this is a receiving. It's not mm-hmm. that you got to go and do a bunch of good things in order for God to now forgive you.
Yep.
But it's a matter of literally repent, receive the forgiveness. I think a great analogy for that is just like in the morning, you wake up, and when you go outside and you're able to just stand in the sunlight and just accept some vitamin D yeah. and be literally restored by that, mm-hmm. you know, like there are literal studies that say like, yeah, the morning sunlight is actually very beneficial for your mental health, for your skin, for yeah. your strength of the day, and for your circadian rhythm to get established, to get like, you know, steady and all that stuff. Some people go as far to go grounding, which is where yes. you'd be taking your shoes off. You're getting your feet in the grass. But I think that's a very good analogy into this yeah. of I'm going to stop, slow down, and acknowledge and be thankful.
Yeah.
I'm repenting
yep.
and I'm accepting, receiving your cleansing mm-hmm. with the sunlight that washes over me. The other, you know, classic saying, sunlight's the best disinfectant, you mm-hmm. know, like mm-hmm. when you got something gross and you put it in the sun, yeah. the sun does a good work yeah, on that, right?
It's true.
So,
all right, the last one for building your spiritual immune system is this: own God's calling for you and aggressively pursue it.
Yeah,
seems simple
it's
enough,
so good.
But such a powerful thing. This is this reality that I'm not meant to just live in this passivity or isolation or stuck place. I'm called to pursue God and know his will for my life and get after it. Yeah. Be active in that.
Good.
So the Bible tells us in 2 Peter 1, be even more diligent to make your calling and your election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good promise.
So good.
You want to build up your immune system to not stumble at temptations and anxieties and angers, jealousies and envies, then focus on making your calling and election sure. I'm not saying try to make yourself saved, but I'm saying stand in the reality that you have been saved.
Yeah, exactly.
Stand in the reality of what God's called you to. Stand in the reality and be obedient to what he's called you to. Get after that. You'll find in your purpose-drivenness, you'll find health and vitality, and you'll find yourself not falling every time something comes around.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So again, the direct equivalent to that would be in having goals and being actually active and moving. Mm-hmm. Like, no one says, man, I take less than 3,000 steps a day, and my mental health is through the roof. Amazing. I love it. It's great. Yeah,
not
I feel
to mention
so
my physical health.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, you actually have to get up and be moving and doing and accomplishing, having a vision, having a goal, being determined, chasing after, pursuing good things that are going to benefit others, you know, like serving other people, being active. That is aggressively going at your life rather than just being like, don't really care, not going to put a lot of work in. You're going to be sick.
Yeah.
You know,
some of the most physically healthy people I know are very, very active.
Yes.
And some of the most spiritually healthy people I know are very, very active.
Yeah.
They are active at serving the Lord. They are active in making a difference in the lives of others. They are intentional and they're
so
purposeful
good.
And they are focused on that.
So
what a parallel God's given us in our physical body to know, yes, we can be strong physically.
Yeah.
We have an immune system that is important to be built up. And God's given us a spiritual immune system that has even greater power to keep us in a right standing before him and in a right place in our mind and heart and before others. So hope it's been helpful to you today. Thanks for joining us here at Vertical. Keep lifting him up and living him out.